It is May 3rd, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is World Press Freedom Day, the 30th anniversary of this important celebration proclaimed in 1993. The Wall Street Journal reports that the number of journalists imprisoned at the end of last year reached a 30-year high. And of course, we are all concerned about the imprisonment of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Russia during his fifth week of captivity. I believe you can't have free markets without a free press. And as you know, I believe in free markets. All the good that comes from free markets depends on the access to accurate information that only a free press, unencumbered by threats and attacks on its independence, can provide. So today, as you participate in the markets, remember to celebrate the 30th anniversary of World Press Freedom Day. Next week, ISDA's 37th annual general meeting comes to Chicago, and it will bring out the stars of Chicago and the derivatives industry. The AGM is from Tuesday, May 9th until Thursday, May 11th, 2023, and will be held at the Swiss Hotel at 323 East Wacker Drive. Your last chance to register is running out. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Among the speakers at ISDA AGM are CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham, Virtu Financial co-founder and chief executive officer Douglas A. Cifu, CME Group Chairman and chief executive officer Terry Duffy, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler, U.S. Treasury Department Undersecretary for Domestic Finance J. Nelly Liang, and London Stock Exchange Group Chief Executive Officer David Schwimmer. But that is not all. ISDA also has U.S. Treasury Deputy Assistant Secretary for Capital Markets Dini Ajmani, Bank of England Executive Director, UK Deposit Takers Supervision Prudential Regulation Authority, Sarah Breeden, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago Vice President and Head of Financial Markets Group, Alessandro Coco, U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Commissioner, Kristen Johnston, European Security Markets Authority, CCP Supervisory Committee Chair Klaus Lober, U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Commissioner Summer Mersinger, Jump Trading Group President and Chief Investment Officer Dave Olson, Tradeweb Markets President Thomas Pluta, DRW Founder and CEO Don Wilson, and Morgan Stanley Vice Chairman and Alternative Reference Rate Committee and the Global Markets Advisory Committee Chair Tom Wipf. We all know a whale is a big trader, but whales are also very important to the environment, it turns out. The Financial Times explains it all in a story titled, "Turning Whales into Carbon-Based Assets Won't Be Easy," with the subheadline, "We have allowed the natural capital on which we all depend to be depreciated off the books." Corporate activist investor Carl Icahn took a $10 billion gut shot yesterday after Hindenburg Research accused him of using a, quote, Ponzi-like, unquote, economic structure at his investment company, Bloomberg reported. This is one of those cases where karma finally is catching up with you, in my honest opinion. The Kremlin reported a drone attack on the Kremlin, which they blamed on Kiev and said was an attempt on the life of Russian President Vladimir Putin, the Wall Street Journal reported. There are more stories from this from Bloomberg and the Financial Times in the Ukraine War News section. Ihor Andrusko has joined Transaction Network Services as manager of its support desk for financial markets. He previously spent 6 years at BornTech in an account management and sales role. He was at Trading Technologies for almost 15 years and left in 2015 as global director of customer support and operations. Vivan Joseph shared the story of his son being involved in a carjacking in Chicago while traveling home from daycare with his great-grandfather. He reflects on the experience and what the solutions are that are needed to truly resolve the crime problems in Chicago in a LinkedIn post. Bloomberg has an interesting travel tip that you should always travel with two mobile phones. Keep your old phone and use it as a backup. Buy a $10 replacement SIM card to be able to switch your number to the backup phone should you lose your regular phone or it be disabled. The story is titled, Why You Should Always Bring Two Phones When Traveling. The owner of Olive Garden Restaurants, Darden Restaurants, is buying the owner of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse chain, the Wall Street Journal reported. Get ready for lots more bread at Ruth's Chris. Monday night, I had the pleasure of attending a court of honor for the Scouts BSA troops I formerly served and the crew I founded and was the crew advisor for. Not only that, but Troop 117B celebrated its 25th anniversary. The girl troop I founded, 117G, celebrated its 4th anniversary, and their crew is now 8 years old. The boy troop recently took in 19 new scouts, many from another troop that had folded. Troop 117B now has 43 boys, and Troop 117G has 22 girls. There are 13 venturers in Crew 711. It was good to see the units thriving, especially the girl troop, which has generated 5 Eagle Scouts so far and has 2 more about done. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Quantum computing could break the internet. This is how the next generation of quantum computers will open a new world of possibilities, but also pose enormous risks to our online security. This is from the Financial Times. They call it Q-Day. That is the day when a robust quantum computer like this one will be able to crack the most common encryption method used to secure our digital data. My comment. Every tool can be used for good or evil. This one may be really bad. Here's another story. This is a commentary by Owen Johnson of the CME Group for Institutional Investor. How WTI became the most important commodity contract on the planet. Let me take you back to 1983. Amazingly, that's 40 years ago now, even though it doesn't seem that long ago for some of us. 1983 was the year when Michael Jackson rehearsed Thriller, and I also remember waiting in a huge line to watch Return of the Jedi at the cinema. 1983 was also a big year for technology. Nintendo released the first game consoles, Motorola released the first mass appeal mobile phones, and a standard internet protocol was adopted for the first time. My comment. Well, there used to be a lot of dinosaurs, and you see the oil. Here's another story, this one from Martin Wolf of the Financial Times. The headline. Media lies threaten the truth and decency on which democracy depends. One has to hope that the electorate and judiciary will remain robust against future efforts at subversion. Last month, Fox, a business controlled by Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan, agreed to pay $787.5 million U.S. dollars to Dominion Voting Systems to settle the latter's $1.6 billion U.S. dollars defamation case against it. Justin Nelson, Dominion's lawyer, insisted in response to this settlement that it shows that, quote, the truth matters, and that, quote, lies have consequences. This is true, but only to a limited extent, my comment. Free markets depend on the free press, and that includes a press that does not lie. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Icon the Hunter has become the hunted. A short seller's attack on the activist investor's company could weaken him for future offenses. I don't know what Carl Icahn eats for breakfast. Shark blood? He's supposed to be the most feared man on Wall Street, after all. Tuesday morning, he got something even less appealing. A short seller. Hindenburg Research attacked Icahn Enterprises LP as an overvalued, dangerously levered confidence trick for retail investors who don't know any better. It's unclear whether Icahn will care. He has been called worse. Raider, Devil, Evil Captain Kirk, and so on. But this time he should. My comment. What goes around comes around. Here are the top stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was American Financial Exchange appoints veteran financial services executive John Che as CEO, a press release from the American Financial Exchange. Second was CME Group Inc.'s CEO compensation is looking a bit stretched at the moment, from simply Wall Street. Third was USA Today's What is the Healthiest Beer? Consider these factors before you crack open a cold one, which was our top story on Monday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from The Telegraph. The headline, half of America's banks are potentially insolvent. This is how a credit crunch begins. The twin crashes in U.S. commercial real estate and the U.S. bond market have collided with $9 trillion uninsured deposits in the American banking system. Such deposits can vanish in an afternoon in the cyber age. The second and third biggest bank failures in U.S. history have followed in quick succession. The U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve would like us to believe that they are idiosyncratic, that is, a dangerous evasion. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, regulator proposes sweeping changes to UK listing regime. FCA fast-tracks reform after companies shun Citi for New York and European exchanges. The UK financials regulator is pursuing a deeper and faster overhaul of the stock market listing rules after a string of high-profile companies shunned the Citi in favor of New York, raising questions about New York's future. And then finally, here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, China dominates global IPO market as Wall Street fails to rebound. U.S. companies raise less than a fifth of Chinese total this year as banking turmoil dulls enthusiasm for new listings. Chinese initial public offerings have raised more than five times as much money as those in the U.S. this year, as a crop of fresh listings in the world's biggest economy failed to appear after a dire 2022. Rising interest rates, stubbornly high inflation, and the recent turmoil in the U.S. banking sector have dashed hopes of a recovery in companies floating on Wall Street. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.